American Gaming Association says casino gambling rakes in $60 billion a year in the United States. Governor Cuomo wants some of that pot for New York. In his State of the State address this past January, Cuomo asked state officials to double down on expanding the gaming industry.
Let's amend the Constitution. Let's do gaming right. Let's make it safe. Let's protect our people. But let's get the jobs back in New York, and let's take the first step this year.
Lawmakers did take that first step, voting in both chambers to approve a constitutional amendment to allow Las Vegas-style casinos in New York, but that's just the first step. The legislation needs to pass the legislature a second time in 2013 and then ultimately be approved as a ballot initiative. The gaming industry is spending large sums of money to move the process along. Government watchdog group Common Cause New York has a new report out describing just how much money is being spent. The report is called Stacking the Deck. Joining me now to discuss their findings is Common Cause Executive Director and one of the report's authors, Susan Lerner. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Soterios.
So let's go back to that state of the state for a moment. When Governor Cuomo called for the constitutional amendment, he also outlined a plan for an almost 4 million square foot convention center at the Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens to be built by Genting. But that deal is off the table. Why is that?
Well, we don't know the exact reasons. We weren't in the room, but we do know that following the state of the state, there was a tremendous outcry about what seemed to be a special deal that Genting had negotiated behind closed doors, some revelations about political spending by Genting, and then the deal fell apart.
So what role is Genting playing now in expanding legal gambling throughout New York State, and who are some of the other major players?
Well, Genting is still a player. They no longer have a special deal promising them exclusivity in New York City, but they are one of many large corporations vying for a piece of this action. And it's a very varied group of people and entities that are interested. It ranges from the Indian tribes. A number of Indian tribes are very actively involved, spend a lot of political money. You've got real estate developers in the mix. You have the Racine and the racetrack operators, and you have multinational gambling entities like Genting that are now starting to play in New York City because there's so much money that they see as a possibility.
You know, states around New York already have legalized gambling. Back in January, Governor Cuomo said the issue was jobs.
This is not about chips and cards. This is about the jobs that the casino industry generates. We estimate $1 billion in economic activity for the state of New York if we actually recognize the reality and regulate and capitalize on gaming the way we should.
So, Susan, how did your report look at the economic benefit of legalized gambling?
Well, there's no question that gambling will generate more jobs. Anytime you have a new industry, it's going to generate jobs. But what is clear to us, and there's a lot of discussion in academic literature, that it's far from a pure benefit, that there are costs and risks associated. And what we're not having here in New York is a detailed, nuanced discussion of the costs versus the benefits to make a more informed decision about whether allowing casino gambling is the best thing.
Now, briefly to wrap up, every industry, you know, tries to influence policy and politicians in New York State. What, from your view, makes the influence of the gambling lobby problematic?
Well, it is so the political money, the lobbying, and the campaign contributions are so clearly clustered around the decision points. It makes it seem as if our public policy is up for sale to the highest bidder. And that's why we believe that the solution to the issues that are raised is comprehensive campaign finance reform with public funding of elections.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on this morning, Susan.
Thank you.
Susan Lerner is the executive director of Common Cause New York and the co-author of the report Stacking the Deck, the Gambling Industry's Political Spending in New York State.